Our Four Cents, episode 12. I tried to let Mark do it.
Yep, couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
I got pee shy.
Hey, that ain't funny, man. That shit ain't funny. I don't know who designed a pith trough. A piss trough. I don't know who designed a piss trough, but they are no friend of mine, I'll tell you what.
Nothing wrong with a piss trough. You've never been to Wrigley, then.
I haven't been to Wrigley, but I've been in a piss trough.
Wait. Not in one. Next to one.
Sure. Either or.
Sure.
My mental image had him bathing in one.
Ew.
That's Justin, by the way.
Ew.
Let's get right into the intro.
Golden,
you know, let's,
shower
wilding. We're just going to dive into this shit before we fail to mention. Welcome to the show, everybody. New fans and old. Our Four Cents, episode 12. I, Zach, based on the movie Time Cop, Arneman.
Huh.
Joined, as always, by Mark, based on the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Smith.
Oh, God.
And we are joined by...
Can I be America Ferrera?
Shit, yes. You want to be the least attractive one out of that group?
Yes, I do.
That's fine. That's fine. And we're joined by a very special guest, Justin, the original Buzz Killington Wilding.
Thank you.
Let me tell you a story about a bridge.
Thank you.
See, at least when the real Buzz Killington tells you a story about a bridge, it may be kind of interesting, like Bridge on River Kwai. When Ouch. Justin tells you a story about Ouch. A bridge, it's about some sort of computing term.
You cut me deep, sir.
Baxter, you know how to cut to the core of me.
It is fantastic to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You were already here anyway.
That is true.
He's already in the building. We figured it might be a little rude.
Well, it wasn't. Never mind.
Don't negate me.
I wasn't even here yet.
Oh, whatever.
Sure. I invited him. It's fine.
You invited him.
Like I said, we're just going to jump right into this. Mark, how was Anchorman?
Anchorman? You know what? I'm going to have to put it on the Meyer scale.
Okay.
But it's going to be the Will Ferrell scale.
For those who don't work at Meyer, that's the girl rating system. Okay. If you say she is an 8 at Meyer, if she works at Meyer and you say, man, that chick's an 8 out of 10, in the real world, she's a 6 out of 10. You just subtract 2 or add 2, depending on where you're looking at it.
So there are no 10s employed at Meyer?
No.
No. Certainly not.
I just wish you're making a really big generalization.
Oh, no. Have you? I've been to many Meyers. There are no 10s employed at Meyer ever.
So you're saying...
The highest you're going to get is an 8.
It is a life decision to be employed at Meyer that precludes ever being a 10.
Well, no. I mean, you think about it. If there's a girl who's a 10...
She ain't going to be
there
very
long. She's
not
going to be working at Meyer.
She's gonna quit after all the sexual harassment charges.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
After all the losers hit on her all the time.
Whoa. What? Hold your horses there, America Ferrera.
You're Ugly Betty to you,
you're a regular. You're a regular Alexis Bledel.
I don't know what that means.
I'm pretty sure that's the one from Gilmore Girls.
She's the young one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mark does like to talk fast, and wittily with his mother about the boys they like. So I can see why you... parallel with her very well.
Wow. And now I forgot my point. Oh, yeah, the Will Ferrell thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. So Will Ferrell movies are 2 points...
Plus or minus
real movies, but so a Will Ferrell movie 8 is a real movie 6, which is Anchorman.
Anchorman is a 6?
In real life, Anchorman is a 6.
That's fine.
For a Will Ferrell movie, it's an 8.
I disagree. I think you should give him the benefit of the doubt and say it's a 6.5. You liked it more than a 6. A 6 is one away from a 50%.
6 is one away from failing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, and I know you don't want to give it a D, but at least give it a 65% on the test. Give that movie a hope of summer school, at least.
You're fine. All right. It gets a 6.5.
So awesome.
Just because I need to catch up here, then where do you rate Stranger Than Fiction?
It's a Will Ferrell 10.
Okay, so it's an 8.
Yes.
I can get behind that rating system.
Yeah. Then.
I see. The only reason, it's not that I wanted Mark to realize...
It's the best Will Ferrell movie that I've ever seen.
I didn't want... See, the whole reason behind making Mark
just because
watch...
Sorry to keep interrupting you, but just because I don't consider Old School a Will Ferrell movie.
No, he's just in it. He's a supporting
actor.
I was
getting into an argument with somebody at work a couple days ago. They were like, that's a Will Ferrell movie. I'm like, no.
See,
he's part of an ensemble cast.
Yeah, to win that argument, to meet the middle ground with whoever this was, you could have said, you know, I would have retorted with that. It is not a Will Ferrell movie, but he sure as shit plays Will Ferrell in the movie.
Yes.
It's most definitely a Will Ferrell vehicle.
Yes.
He would
it's
never
certainly.
Have been...
It's certainly a vehicle.
Well, yeah, I mean that was his first like big break, wasn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure out. I'm pretty sure out. Old School came out after Anchorman.
Did it?
I think it might have.
My gut says Old School first because I watched it.
No, you know what? You're right. Old School. If memory serves, Old School is 2003, and Anchorman, I believe, is 2004, maybe late 2003.
Maybe.
I know I was in high school when. Or at least fresh out of high school when Anchorman came out. So it's 2004 at the latest.
Right on.
Yeah, but coming out of watching that movie, I was like straight up quoting it the next day.
So what I was trying to say before is that like I haven't been making you watch these Will Ferrell movies to like teach you
the glory
how
that
wrong
Will
you
Ferrell.
Are. I specifically just want him to perm his hair like Will Ferrell one day.
I can see that.
No, I can't.
I could.
No, I'd shave.
But
my
if he
head
does it, but
I
if he does
it,
but if he does that, I will train my hair to look more like John C. Reilly's, which would look equally as ridiculous.
I think that's next year's Halloween costume right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Us playing Step Brothers?
Yes.
Mm.
See, I mean, like that movie is on your list, but really far down the line.
I would hope so.
Because I mean, like I saw it once, I hated it, and then I saw it again and liked it, and I've seen it. You know, it's. It's like how I feel about Talladega Nights.
It
like it's
have
not
Richard
a very.
Jenkins
it's not.
In it.
Oh, he's so. Oh, he's so good.
Who's so good?
Richard Jenkins. Jenkins.
Yes.
Everything he does is gold.
Everything he does is gold.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for repeating what we just said.
I am repeating what you just said.
Good.
This you are hearing me talk.
But since you made me watch a movie that I was late to the party to, I'm going to have you watch a movie that you are extraordinarily late to the party to.
Okay. Is it House Party?
House Party 2, actually.
Yes! It's the only one I haven't seen.
Oh. Or House Party 3. Shut the
There's four of them, I know that.
I just quoted, you know, Jay and Silent Bob at you.
It is true.
No. I'm going to have you watch The Godfather.
Ah, yes.
Thank God.
I've never seen it.
Yep, in full aspect ratio, we're going to figure out a way to get it.
Thank God.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
Oh, wait, you don't have it?
Hmm? I don't personally own it.
We'll get it.
We'll get it.
Copy.
Do you? In widescreen.
In widescreen.
I've got whatever the trilogy pack was, so
I'm sure.
On DVD?
Yes.
I'm sure it's widescreen. That's a major reason why I haven't done it yet.
I told you about the one that Jim has, which is in chronological order.
Oh, I've heard of
that. It's all three movies in chronological order.
That would be weird.
I heard it's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's like putting Pulp Fiction in chronological order.
Which would probably be terrible. Nothing more terrible than the Payback director's cut.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, I missed Payback. So.
Dude.
Payback, the movie.
Fantastic.
Great.
We're talking about the
Mel Gibson movie. Yeah.
Okay. I've seen bits and pieces.
The director's cut.
Good movie.
The director's cut, when that was coming out, I heard praise of how cool it was going to be. I had heard stories that, like, the original director got fired, and then they brought in the production designer to finish the movie, and that's the version we've come to love. Was the production designer, the guy who designs the sets. Was it Kris Kristofferson's character is not even in this movie?
Right.
Like, it's a female.
Yeah.
The character was a female in this original movie, and you only heard her over the phone, like Charlie's Angels. It's terrible. It's not even a noir. It's just like... plot progression of events with Mel Gibson at the helm.
Like, and there isn't even like there's not even all that much blood.
There's no comedy.
There's no.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
It's awful.
I don't know how we got to talking about it, but you know, don't go see that.
Oh God! And you and Tim were both talking it up just because everyone had talked it up to you, and
for
I came over and we were like,
years,
oh, really? Ugh.
I'll have to watch the original then,
and proceeded to
please.
Get hammered drunk.
Well, it was
because
that bad.
Movie.
It was so bad.
Well, hold on. So bad, 2001 A Space Travesty bad, or...
Ew.
No, like...
Oh, God, is that movie awful.
And it wasn't Redneck
doesn't
Zombies
that movie
bad.
Doesn't that movie have...
it's Battlefield Earth bad.
Anna Nicole Smith. Isn't Anna Nicole Smith in that movie?
I have no
Space
idea.
Travesty?
Yeah.
No, she's in Naked Gun 3.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Space Travesty holds a special place in my heart because it is literally the only movie I have ever turned off.
Yeah.
I will ignore movies while they are on, but that one was bad enough for me to get up, go across the room, and stop it.
Wow.
No, I... Yeah, you know,
that is bad.
It's almost as bad as when you have a disc labeled 2001 A Space Odyssey, and you're like, oh, wow, you've never seen this? Well, I'll watch this with you. And we put it in, and it was miscorrectly labeled as A Space Travesty. Oh,
see, I have this thing about, like, there are some movies that I will watch, but only if I am laying on the couch, the movie is on, and the remote is across the room. And
is it Patch Adams?
Exactly. Like,
what movies, is Patch Adams?
Movies that are like, they're not good, but they're not bad enough for me to like want to change the channel.
Battlefield Earth.
Oh no, really? I'll get up and change the channel for that one.
Just because of its Scientology roots, I have strong enough feelings to turn that one off.
Oh yeah? I got a thing for Barry Pepper.
You know what?
Mission Impossible 2.
I saw that. God. I don't remember anything from it except that it's about something called Chimera.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Doug Ray Scott's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And there's motorcycles.
Exactly.
At the end.
How about Guy Pearce's The Time Traveler?
Or no, The Time Machine.
Excuse me.
I never saw that.
I have. Really? I saw that shit in theaters.
You saw it in theaters?
It's awful, but if the remote were all the way over there, I would just leave it on.
What about Timeline?
I've never seen it.
With
Paul Walker?
Yeah, with Paul Walker. That movie's pretty awful.
And Billy Connolly.
What is it with time travel movies being awful? With the exception of Back to the Future.
And Primer.
Yeah.
Oh, and Primer
lest we not forget about Primer.
Primer doesn't count because Primer's an independent movie. And
Primer.
So what are good time travel movies that were done by major studios?
Back to the Future.
Other than Back to the Future.
Exactly.
Hold on, let me think about
this. You
want
to call Groundhog Day a time travel
movie? I'm going to say Groundhog's Day, Bill and Ted...
Bill and Ted is excellent.
And Bill and Ted, and when I say Bill and Ted, like the two movies is one because
right.
those two movies are incredible. I don't care what anybody says.
Why do you think they're so great?
They're not separatable.
I just don't understand why you think they're so great.
Because when you watch the first one and they go into the future where it looks like George Clinton and a bunch of other people are floating and they give them the hand signals, okay.
Yes.
And then you get to the end of the movie, and it's like, oh, that was a cool 80s romp. And then you get to the sequel, and they go through all the – like, pretty much the sequel is how they became the world powers that they ended up being. So you get to watch this unfold. Like, the guy for the – you know, their old – George Carlin's old gym teacher comes back to kill him and replace him with robots. They die. They battle death. They overcome death. They meet God.
Mm-hmm.
They come back. They bring back Station, and then they defeat the guy.
Station.
Yeah, spoiler alert, by the way. And then, you know, because of that, they like instantaneously jump a year and come back to train and play guitar, and they come back as like a super band power. And then the best part, this is why the movie's so good, is the ending credits have the newspaper clippings going as the and it says shit like, you know, air guitar stops world pollution and shit like that. Like, but Bill and Ted's incredible because you watch the first one, you're like, oh, that was just a fun 80s romp. And then you get to the second one, you're like, holy shit, this is some deep stuff. Like, every rose has its thorns. Watch it again sometime. Watch it again sometime.
I can equate Keanu Reeves with deep stuff.
Watch. What about Devil's Advocate?
That was pretty deep.
That was heavy. That wasn't deep.
Yeah.
That was just heavy.
It's sort of similar.
Was Charlize Theron in that movie?
Naked.
Yeah, but no, not naked. You would want to see, though.
Listen, there is any type of naked Charlize Theron. Is any type of Charlize Theron Monster? I want to see. Besides Monster.
There we go. See? I don't want to see Charlize Theron covered with cuts. You know, it's not really.
Well, I don't want to, but I'm not going to turn away.
I will say, at the time it happened during The Devil's Advocate, it was uncomfortable to watch.
Well, yeah.
But in retrospect, I'm happy to have seen Charlize Theron naked.
Not as uncomfortable as the nudity at the end of the movie, where he's like, Al Pacino's pretty much trying to rile him to bang his sister.
Yeah.
No more of that, please.
Take a break. We never do that on the show.
So I found this news story out of Australia. So, oh, yeah. You know, Australia's like overrun with rabbits.
Sure.
So, like, our laboratory mice are, they use rabbits.
Okay.
So, the scientists in Australia have now started gutting rabbits.
Yes.
And, apparently there's some, like, there's some healing property in the blood of rabbits.
Okay.
But only when it's exposed to air. So, okay. Like, they have all these, they have this, this ridiculous video.
Are you pretty
online.
Much driving that Australia has come up with proof of the Easter Bunny's existence? There's the, there's,
so
because, wait.
Letting rabbits to cure disease.
Yes.
Yes. Because
yes.
Jesus's blood. I mean, like, I don't know if this is where you were going with this.
I know if that was where I was going, but that's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, like, is that it? Is this the secret? Is this the
maybe,
proof?
Maybe it is.
That Jesus was
studying.
Resurrected
yeah.
as a small rabbit to bring us candy?
Yeah. Yeah. The blood of Christ.
And he never does
through,
it on time.
Peter
he never does it on time year to year. Hey, I can never keep track of when Easter is.
Oh, yeah, it's when they arbitrarily said it.
So, yeah.
Hold on a second. You yeah. mean to tell me that the blood of rabbits holds some mystical power, or are they actually have concrete proof that this
no,
they, is?
They are searching for concrete proof, but, like, there's causality, but there's no...
Okay. So it hasn't gone through basic rigor yet.
And not thorough. Not right. thorough. Basic rigor,
hey,
not
man.
Thorough
hey,
rigor.
You can't Fair put enough. You yeah. can't put faith through the ringer.
I can and will.
I know you will. Good old Buzz. Yeah, Buzz Lightyear, Killington the Third. Esquire.
So you think people get pissed off that they're killing all these rabbits?
Well, the Christians might. Because it seems that we're repeating history.
As long as we don't happy. Do it Mel Gibson style, I think we'll be fine.
E tu Cristo.
I got to imagine animal rights has got a field day with this one.
Fuck them.
The whole country's overrun with rabbits.
How bad? I just don't know.
Like bad.
Why don't the kangaroos do something about the rabbits?
What are they going to do?
Box
Put them in the fucking pouch?
Yeah, and suffocate them.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, like,
beat them up with their boxing
well,
gloves.
Well, I mean, like, because I would picture putting a rabbit in a kangaroo's pouch. It's like trying to put a 3.5 floppy into a CD drive. Like, it just doesn't work.
You just had to make a computer reference now that I'm here, didn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
I probably would have made that anyway, because that's exactly how I picture, like, putting a bunny rabbit in a koala pouch. Like, the shit just don't match up. It's like trying to plug yourself into the Matrix, but you haven't had the holes yet, so they're just jamming them in there.
Wow.
So just jamming the cord into the back of your head?
Right into your ass.
I don't think it works that way.
It's a digital catheter. It helps you pee.
Oh. Transfers that shit into digital signal.
Ha ha. Oh, so yeah, so that's crazy. Do you know a true story? There, on the first prison ship to Australia, there was an ornament on there.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me
documented
that.
Proof of that one.
Really?
Yes.
So that's where you get it from.
So that's why ornaments fuck like rabbits and have healing properties in the blood.
Yep. Wait, you have healing properties in your blood?
Yeah, you better be careful saying that. Some people are going to wander up to you with knives.
Yeah, vampires.
Yeah, well.
Fuck them.
Vampires?
Fuck them.
No, we're going to get people outside on the lawn praising your name.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If they make a gold idol, can, like, we melt it down and pay some of my bills with it?
No.
Well, then I will have none of this.
We have to sell it as is on Craigslist. Golden statue of somebody you don't know. $80,000, $91,000, or best offer.
Malleable. Just like my... I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. So while I'm talking about news, and I hate to bring this up,
is Huey Lewis really having a
do.
Tour?
Does it have to do with GE?
No, it has to do with Rebecca Black.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And why this girl is still in the public eye. It's because of people like me who can't shut up about it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to not shut up about
it. Wait, more important. Do we know how Charlie Sheen feels about Rebecca Black? I don't even care.
But anyway, so apparently she did not write that awful, awful song. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Friday song.
Yeah,
Rebecca
yeah.
Black,
if I'm not
but,
mistaken,
like,
the black guy,
the black rapper
who
dude
is the
in
rapper
there,
guy
yeah,
in the song,
yeah,
who may or may not be a pedophile.
No, no, they describe him as the Suge Knight of 13-year-old music.
Oh,
so you're telling me a grown-ass adult
wrote that.
Those lyrics?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
And he he tries to defend himself and he like fails.
Then comes Saturday afterwards.
He's
like,
Sunday. I was trying to make a sweet song and he just kind of trails off.
Gotta wake up, gotta get fresh. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Which street shall I choose?
I don't know.
Yo, back of the bus, bitch.
Even at 13, you figure she has the common sense to go, this is awful.
Well, she didn't know how badly she was going to be auto-tuned.
No, because I did some research into this, too.
Nothing. The lyrics are god-awful.
Well, yeah. See, listen, I did research into this, too.
Let me hand you $50,000 right, and say enough. Record some shit.
No, I'm going to record whatever shit you
like,
can.
I did research on this, too. And apparently, this guy, I didn't know about that. What's this guy's name that wrote
Patrice
the song?
Patrice Wilson.
The comedian?
No.
Oh, that's Patrice O'Neill. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's Patrice O'Neill. Anyway, the song got commissioned, they made this song and they made the video for it.
Mm-hmm.
More like as a jumpstart for a potential career down the line. Like, as a demo reel. Like, that's essentially why this song got made.
Really?
Yeah, and that it was on YouTube, okay? It had about 3,000-4,000 views, which was happy for her. I mean, my Jaws documentary just broke 4,000 views, and that's 3.5 years old. But it was on Tosh.0. Tosh.0 made fun of it.
He put it on.
And then 2 days later, it hit 18 million.
Yeah, well, Dig and Reddit grabbed it, too, and it was just, blew up.
It's proof. If you do something monumentally bad, the entire internet will be there to mock you for it.
Pretty much.
And we are just waiting for our day.
Yeah, well, it's coming.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope so. I'm pretty sure we've got about 12 things that are
truly
awful. I'll come out and say it right now.
Oh, fine.
Well, I don't mean it like that. I'm trying to get internet support.
Oh, okay.
I do have more Twitter followers. I do. I do have more Twitter followers than both of you combined.
That's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He also has more Twitter followers than the show.
I do.
Which is the ultimate bad part.
I don't know if that's bad. Just mean that people like Zach.
Shit, yeah.
Not me or the show.
Anything
that has that Mark guy involved,
I'm a likable guy. Couldn't you tell by all my rabbit blood jokes and such?
Non-inflammatory at all.
Speaking of Twitter, though, I read an interesting article that 50% of all tweets are done by only 20,000 people.
How many people are on Twitter?
The article said that Twitter, the company itself, would not give this study any empirical data about how many users are inactive or active, but there's over 220 million Twitter users registered. So out of 220 million, only 20,000 make up for 50% of the tweets. I thought
that's
that was pretty
disgusting.
I thought that was
0.01%.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So, I mean, I'd like to see how many people are not counting bots and inactive users, people that, because
I follow Jerry Ryan, the chick from Seven of Nine from Star Trek.
Well, I don't know of that role, but I do know of her.
Okay.
I just didn't want to admit that I know things about Star Trek.
Anyway, I follow Jerry Ryan, and she tweets like 15 times a day.
Does she?
Yeah, if not more than that.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is.
She was on Leverage. The other day,
she's apparently on that new, there's another medical drama coming out.
Oh, holy shit, stop the presses.
I know, right?
See, but you guys are missing the most important role, which is she's in that new Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, she's in the new Mortal Kombat. She's Sonya Blade in the new Mortal
I
Kombat.
I want Bridget Wilson back as Sonya Blade.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No,
yes, I do. Don't tell me what I do and don't want about Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to tell you what you want.
Don't tell me on my own show what I want about Mortal Kombat. I own both the movies.
Might
I will
not
make
be what you want.
Oh, you have to watch Mortal Kombat. No.
Wait, Zach.
Don't quote Batman at me.
Would you like to tell me what you want? What you really want?
Oh, please. No. No, no. We're not bringing in the spoken word Spice Girls.
Why the hell not?
I don't know what to say to you two.
Shocked Zach into silence.
I don't know what to say to you two.
My life is complete.
You two are out of control.
No, we're not.
Here, surprise. The next 5 episodes worth of the movie game for you.
Uh-huh.
Just you're gonna watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation every time. And then and then you will come back to me and be like, Bridget Wilson's not that bad.
No.
I'm going to fucking murder you. Just going to come out and say it.
Wait, you're going to murder me?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to murder you watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation over
well,
and
if
over
I...
I'm pretty sure making you watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation that many
Didn't
times.
Didn't Raiden change between the two movies?
Huh?
Isn't Raiden a different person
Yeah,
between
Raiden
the two
in the
movies?
First one is Christopher Lambert of Highlander fame.
Right.
And then in the second one, he's James Remar of like a shitload of movies fame. And Dexter's dad on Dexter.
Oh,
but
okay.
I know you don't watch Dexter.
I don't watch Dexter.
That was for the folks at home. He's in the Warriors. I mean, James Remar is in everything.
He's in the Warriors?
I think I can pick
Yeah, he's the one He's the one that gets handcuffed to the bench by the lady cop towards the end.
Oh, I'm racking my brain. It's been too long.
Oh, Warriors. Yeah, James Remar.
The guy who gets handcuffed in Walking Dead?
No, that's Michael Rooker.
One episodes that I've watched?
That's Michael Rooker, who was in Mallrats as
yes.
the bad guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Stink Palm.
Oh, yeah.
Smiting of one's enemy.
Ah, dude, you just ruined your nickname for the next episode.
Stink Bomb.
The martial arts move that Mark mastered while he was doing his 7 years in Tibet.
Did you just call me Brad Pitt?
No, no. I said that you traveled through Tibet to learn the martial arts
bomb?
Of the Buddhist flying stink bomb.
The flying stink bomb.
That's Did they learn it from monkeys?
That's because to get the stink, he's got to, like, force project shit. Out.
It'll work up the sweat too. I mean,
high class. That's what we're going for in this show.
That's not what I wanted to say, but I was trying to imply that you had to like fart and poop so bad that you would rocket propel yourself, and that was where the flying comes
high
in.
High class.
What was it like 5 episodes ago? I said I was trying to get a classy audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we found them. or shall I say they found us? They found us.
Oh, good. We had the best time at your party. The wife and I, thank you very much. Which one would you rather do?
You can't pull these off
oh,
like I
can
do.
Totally do that. Which one would you rather do?
Okay.
I was reading a thing on the...
do we really
want to
do two episodes in a row about who we'd bang?
No. I said... I was reading it was like the 5 dirtiest jobs. So I picked 2 of them.
Okay.
To offer an ultimatum here of which one you would rather do.
The Smith ultimatum.
Whale carcass remover.
Okay.
Or crime scene cleaner.
Ooh. Justin, you go first.
I'm going to go with crime scene cleaner.
Why?
Why?
They make good money.
Okay.
Well, they both make incredibly good money.
Yeah, but crime scene cleaner doesn't demand that I relocate.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the job.
Justin, wait. Before you expand on the rest of your answer,
yes.
Make your answers funny.
I got nothing. There's nothing funny.
I like the money.
Those whales are fucking heavy. Like that kind of
money. All right, fine. If you want to put it down, smell.
The smell alone?
I can't stand the dead fish smell.
No, neither can I.
How about dead mammals?
Well, what about dead hookers? Because you'd be cleaning up a lot of...
You can tolerate the smell of dead hookers?
What if a hooker is crushed by a whale?
Then you got to get both people down there.
Then you're going to have to deal with the whale smell.
Do you contract that out to both companies or just hire the crime scene cleaner to do both?
I don't know. You would probably hire the crime scene cleaner and then
like that Cedric the Entertainer movie, codename The Cleaner?
Never saw it.
I never saw it either.
I did.
I'm sorry.
Continue. Okay, anyway.
So here's the thing. You come home after a hard day of work as a crime scene
cleaning up dead
right?
prostitute.
You know, and yeah, she shit herself, whatever. Worst case scenario.
Okay.
Man, I'm that's thinking, your worst case scenario? You are.
I can think of a lot worse.
You
case
are
scenario.
A saint.
All right. There are a lot worse.
Anyway, continue.
God, you know, putrefaction of flesh, whatever. Uh-huh. That shit all washes off. It does. You might have to burn your clothes.
Human
but
stink
it'll wash
washes
it
off.
It does.
Fish
smell.
Yeah.
Fish smell. You get that oil on you, that blubber. You're
going to
be in the shower a half an hour.
Ironically, from my point of view, uh-huh. those two are one and the same.
Fish smell and human,
human stink.
Human stink.
Fair enough.
I really don't see the distinction between the two.
I couldn't handle the same smell every day of having to follow home and deal with the fish stink permeating through my whole house.
Yeah, but see, what I mean, you think
well, you'd
your
get
nose
used
would
to it.
Just get used
I hope
to
not.
It. Yeah.
I don't want to get used to that.
I mean, it doesn't take very long for you to get used to that smell. Oh. It doesn't take very long. Anyway, you over here.
Whale carcass cleaner.
Yeah, I'm with you. Whale carcass cleaner all the way.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I get to be on that boat and I would grow my beard out so goddamn long. And I would just always quote things from the first Futurama movie. Yes, it's just to grow a beard. I like, you know, I used to be a boat mechanic.
Like I said many episode ago, you know, you could grow your beard out now.
Not the way I would need to achieve what I want. I'd have to be on some sort of fucking fishing vessel.
What, so you'd have to be removed from society for a while?
Sure.
To grow the correct beard?
Yeah.
This can be arranged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it before. I've been on vessels.
I know people with cabins.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know people with things.
Things?
Yeah. Why would you rather, why would you rather be a whale guy?
Because
they just turned me on so goddamn
I just
much.
Love goddamn whales. Sperm whales. Never mind. Cleaning up dead bodies and shit, I would pass out. That's why I'm not a doctor.
I mean, I would like to get paid for all the times I've had to clean up dead hookers. There, you know what? I changed my answer. A. I'd like to get money for my hobbies.
Your hobbies are cleaning up dead hookers?
I want to get money for doing this one day.
She could have died when you jammed all those ones down her throat.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you what didn't kill her.
Cigarettes.
Smoking.
So
you have our support.
Yeah, all right. To backtrack on this for just a second. The whale one, you know what you're doing every day.
I was so hoping we were going back to the bunny rabbits.
Well, we could.
Bunny rabbit slayer. All you do out all day is just gut and bleed bunny
awful.
Rabbits.
Okay, not only, like, I mean, this has nothing to do with the point, but I used to have pet rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
I would not want to be a professional bunny slayer in any sense of the word because of the scream that bunnies make.
What if it was Benicula?
What?
Or do you not know what that is?
Is that some sort of? Is that some?
Know what
that is? That some sort of Ensure drink?
No.
What is it?
It's a novel by Laurie somebody.
I don't even know, but there are a bunch of them. It's about a rabbit vampire.
I don't want any part of vampirism. So
it predates the vampire craze.
No, that's fine.
A good 15 years.
Good.
So.
I still don't want any part of it.
I was just saying, would you kill a bunny if it was a vampire?
I'd kill anything if it was a vampire.
Okay, good. Would you kill me if I was a vampire?
Yeah. I'd
kill Jesus
if he was a vampire. I'm just going to come
really
out and
had
say
this
it.
Conversation about, we never really had this conversation about zombieism.
No, I don't think we had any conversation about zombies.
I know, but would you kill your best friend if he was going to turn into a zombie? Going to turn into a zombie, not already had turned into
okay,
a zombie.
Okay, see, here's the caveat to that. Like, I don't know. I think we did talk about this briefly when someone was here. Maybe not. I don't know. But I've often thought about, do I want to Leguizamo it?
What's
like
Leguizamo
land, in Land of the Dead, John Leguizamo gets bit, you know, very minor bite, so it's like one of those that's like, shit, man, in like 5 hours I'm gonna turn into a zombie and not instant. And he's like sitting there and they're like, do you want us to shoot you, pretty much? And he's like, nah, man. He's like, I just want to see what it's like. So they just go their own way, and then like later on in the movie, Dennis Hopper, the bad guy, is trying to get away, and all of a sudden zombie Leguizamo comes and saves pretty much kills him. But yeah, I don't know. It depends on my friend. And it depends on how quickly he's going to turn. Like, if I can get an hour away from him, fine. If you want to pull a Leguizamo, you want to do that, you want to see what it's like, that's okay. Maybe it's like, shit, what was that zombie movie we watched? Ah, Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to see if it's like that. If he's turning instantly, I'm going to shoot you in the brain. With or without a gun. Because I've always wanted to take out a zombie with a high heel. Like, just whap.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not? The zombie apocalypse is how I'm going to get out, and most other people, years of pent-up frustration.
I can see that.
Go to town with a motherfucker with a bat. Louisville Slugger style. I mean, you can't see my smile past this pop filter, but, like, I'm ready to go, dude.
Pretty ridiculous.
I'm ready to go. Especially, like, if the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going towards Meyer, in the hopes of meeting a few of the customers there in zombified form. Maybe I'll stick my sonic screwdriver in their eye a couple times.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have a sonic screwdriver.
I have two. I could get more.
He's got a backup.
I do have a backup.
If you had to sacrifice a sonic screwdriver, which one would it be?
That's a tough question, and I don't know if I can answer that anytime soon. I'll get to that by the end of the episode.
Okay, good.
Because I like them both equally.
I'm like making some a little you choose more between your children's.
None of them.
Mm.
Not the daughters. Yeah.
Okay.
They will only be like, you know. God, this is turned into one of the most macabre episodes ever. But like we're gonna sacrifice the daughters because in the post-apocalyptic world, the only thing that daughters will be used for is. And I'd rather have my sons being around to be the reaper.
Horrible. That is horrible.
That is truly awful.
Wow.
That's not going in
Note
there.
Note to
either.
Self, zombie apocalypse, not with Zach. Yeah. Although Zach is one of the most prepared motherfuckers I know.
That is true.
For the zombie apocalypse.
I'd want to be in the same fortress, but I would not want to be at odds with Zach Arnold during the zombie apocalypse. He's probably going to be one of the assholes that gets axed because he's one, you know, raging motherfucker.
No. It'll definitely be me as the lead zombie versus Zag and a group of survivalists.
It's not going to be hard to deal with you as a zombie.
No, but I'll be
You're
a zombie.
You're going to be slow.
I'll be a zombie.
You're not going to be a zombie.
Yeah, I'm going to be a zombie.
You're not going to be a zombie.
We talked about that, like, you don't believe in zombies.
Not only do I not believe in zombies, and I hate using that word, I will from henceforth to say fast-moving zombie bullshit.
Okay.
But you yourself, sir... Mm-hmm. I know you jog, I know you yog, and I know you run for fun, but I'm still faster than you in a sprint.
Okay.
And since you're dead,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably way faster than you at a lot of other things.
Okay.
And I'm little, and you're big and lumbering. True. I got you.
I don't know if I believe you that you're faster than him in a sprint.
I'm faster than him in a sprint. Maybe not anymore now, because I'm like such an old guy. My bones are brittle. I mean, why do you think they call me Little Brittle?
Nobody has ever called you Little Brittle.
Nobody. But that's not the point.
See, there are some things I know about previous to 2 years ago.
Yeah, not much.
Not a whole lot.
Nope.
Other than your stories.
Just a novella.
So wait, you existed prior to 2 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not much, but... I'm one of those, like, cloning experiments where I've got... You know what? Just scratch that.
Like, multiplicity
no,
style?
No, scratch that. I'm a replicant.
Fair enough.
In a year or two, I will come up to you.
Down.
I will come up to you in a rainstorm. You'll be standing there, and I'll just start saying a bunch of shit like, I've seen things, Mark. Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Sean Young. I'm just going to throw that
from
out there.
From Blade Runner?
And pretty much every Sean Young, for the exception of two instances. One goes without saying is Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Okay? Because she's a dude.
Yeah.
Two would be when she dressed as Catwoman back in the day. Ooh, you know what? Scratch that. That could be fun. That could be fun.
Dangerous. Could be dangerous is what it could be.
This is the coitus I need right now, but certainly not the one I deserve. Oh.
I'm not big on human interest pieces, but this one was actually pretty remarkable.
I hate human
There's
interest pieces.
There's a guy...
I like humans that interest me.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
This is an interesting human.
Okay.
Are you talking about yourself?
I'm not talking about myself.
Then, so you're not an interesting human.
I am periodically an interesting
okay.
human.
Okay.
Proceed.
So, I follow the fighting game scene, whatever, because that's kind of
There's
my
There's a
background.
Fighting game scene?
There is. Actually, as competitive gamers go, they've got their shit together. But
okay.
On... This two dudes have a gig called Cross Counter TV in which they interview various people for random shit. But they found a dude in Texas who has stunted arms and really no legs that I could see on video. But he plays fighting games competitively and he's actually pretty good by, if you think of an Xbox controller,
Wait, he uses the Xbox controller?
Yes.
Okay.
So he rests his left cheek on the analog stick. He has, and in one of his stunted arms, he's holding it so he can reach one of the triggers.
Right.
He manipulates the other buttons by using his tongue through his cheek to make contact with all of the buttons on the face. And I kid you not, you can actually see this live happening on the video.
And he's good at the game?
No, you can find him. They've got footage of him playing somebody in which he totally bodies somebody during the course of a match. It's ridiculous. But
wait,
I mean, totally what somebody? Sorry. He totally owns somebody, whatever.
What did you just say?
I said body, which what? Is, you know, like crossbody, I guess. I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
It is we
the first thing that went to my mind was we like won't... body punch.
We no. won't falter for that. I bet you his girlfriend loves him.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, you assume this kid has a girlfriend?
I have no idea.
People like that often do have girlfriends.
Ah.
There are girls who like video games, and if there's a girl who likes video games, they would inherently like the guys who are the best at the video games.
True.
And if there's a guy who has Tyrannosaurus Rex arms and wins at Street Fighter 4 with his tongue, I'm sure she wouldn't mind the tongue being involved.
All right, I get your point.
A plus B equals C.
I don't know how much of a functional body he's got additional to his arms. So
that's okay. I have a fully functional body, and I just lay there and get results. So I'm sure that this guy... I'm sure he's square.
In either case, it is one of the or most triangle. Inspiring things I've ever seen.
Geometry joke.
And the Sony PlayStation joke.
Oh God! Moving on. Time. Continue, Justin. Don't let him.
No, I don't know how much more there is to say about this. This guy is remarkable, and everybody should.
Oh,
check
okay.
him out.
So I have an addition. So I hate human interest pieces because
yes.
I just said that.
Yes, yes, you did.
They had one on NPR.
Okay,
and they talked about this woman
about
who,
MPH.
No
shit.
That'd be awesome, though. They talked about this woman who has been on unemployment for like 12, 18 months or something.
Okay.
She's like, I cannot survive on $800 a month.
Yo, bitch.
And I wanted to reach through the radio and punch her in the face.
That's fine, because I survive on less than that.
Exactly. Like, a lot of people on this planet survive on less than that.
Well, how many kids
like,
does she have?
Heaven forbid you sell your goddamn house.
Well, how many
kids? She has one kid in college, and she has one kid in high school. Heaven forbid.
Well, that's two kids then. Don't try and trick me with your number spacing.
I'm just saying, like, sell your house.
Yeah.
For whatever you're going to get for it. Go live in a fucking apartment. That's all I got. I was so mad.
All right.
So mad.
All right. Well, we have a resident expert on the subject.
Oh, yeah. Unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't going to really imply that. I was going to let him say it himself.
I will say this. I made better money on unemployment than I have at my previous jobs. Because of the unemployment scaling.
Right.
It's conditional on what you got paid at your last job. I will say it is possible, nay, even plausible, to live on a single income, minimum wage job at less than 40 hours a week. It is possible.
Yeah, you can
do it. I've been doing it for 2 years.
And support two people. Well, I mean, my wife and I were married at the time, and we were living in the boonies.
Yeah.
It was the middle of nowhere, but it is possible. We got our living expenses down to like, I don't know, $1,200 a month for two people.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, not bad.
It was enough to provide food, water, shelter, and enough gas to get us to and from work. That's about it. But you know what? We did it.
Right.
In New York City, I'm sure this
did
is going to...
Did you eat crappily?
Shh.
I'm sorry.
Actually, we ate pretty well.
Oh. Hey! Shh. I'm trying to join in on this shit.
I just wanted to
New York City.
In terms of gas prices in New York City, all cabs are they just added $2 minimum to the fare.
Oh, because the gas prices are so
Chicago's
high.
Chicago's been raising and lowering those surcharges.
But like there's all the all the charges that are always there that are like it's like $4 to start and then
yeah,
it's this for every
it's
mile. And now there's another sign that they have stamped under that says add $2.
Yeah, but have they been raising it and lowering it since? I mean, is this the first gas?
Well, because because that didn't exist when
in
New York.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that the chart with the charges that fluctuate that are like the base charge,
right.
They change still, but underneath that now this says, oh yeah, and another two.
Okay.
It's like when you order a ticket for a show offline and then you end up paying a convenience charge, an internet charge,
you clicked
buy charge, a delivery charge, and you're gonna hand this back to us charge, you know?
So,
just to have the ticket.
Which I have to order Inferno tickets, by the way.
In Chicago, they've been doing this 50 cents at a time and raising it and lowering it based on the prices of gas.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the reason is. I haven't really been paying attention because I haven't been to the city in all that long.
I haven't been to the city in a while.
But, I mean, as far as last year at about this time, they had dropped the 75 cents worth of the surcharge. So I think $2 is probably about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't take cabs often, I don't particularly care, but I thought it was interesting that you had brought up the gas driving back and forth.
It wasn't a huge issue when we were living there because gas was still under $2 at the time.
When I moved here, it was $4.37.
When you moved here, it was $4.37?
I remember the day I went to that BP by Meijer to go get smokes. I was like, holy shit. It's almost there again, though.
Damn.
I remember when gas was under a dollar because I used to buy gas when it was under a dollar, and knowing that you guys are older than me, then obviously that means you too.
Yeah. Right.
But I remember that.
For $20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah, my 18-gallon tank, I'd fill up for $22.
I had an 11-gallon tank. I spent $11. That's math.
That's the East Coast math, though.
So, all right. You can cut this if you want, but... Have you heard about the GE financial bid?
Yeah, fuck them.
No.
Really, I swear to God.
So, I don't remember, 2009, 2010? They paid GE, which is a billion-dollar company, posted billion-dollar profits for that company, paid $0 in corporate taxes.
$0.
Wow, way to go, GE. Way to go, Wesley Snipes.
And you know what? I can't even be pissed at them.
It's part of the government law. They lobby hard.
Hold on, it's not the government, or it's not GE that I'm pissed at for exploiting holes in the system, right?
Right.
I mean, they are doing what they can to provide value to their shareholders and make the most dollars,
and so forth.
They're being a good corporation.
Yes.
It's the United States who is letting them off the hook and letting them pay $0. $0. I paid more money in taxes.
Than General Electric.
Than the largest company in the world.
I have a problem with this.
I have several problems with this, but it just strikes me.
If he's Dr. Light and I'm Dr. Wily, what would that make you?
I have no idea.
Emily?
Roll.
I am not roll.
Roll.
Die.
He's Beat.
He's Beat.
He's Beat.
Not many people know who Beat is.
That's okay. Look at that pudding.
I'm not sure if I know who Beat is.
He's the bird in 6 and 5, I believe. You get the letters.
He's definitely in 6.
I know he's in 6, because I own it. But I'm pretty sure he was introduced in 5.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Rush Coil.
I don't know. How much do I enable you guys to succeed?
You can be Sigma. From the X series.
I don't even know the X series.
All right, moving on then.
Confess, I'm turning in my geek card, but I do not know the X series.
Moving on. You want to do these?
You know, they just canceled the Mega Man game.
Yeah, but then I looked up what the game was, and I was like, yeah, I wasn't really all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's do some comments.
We're going to read some comments, because we haven't done comments in a goddamn long time.
This is from Sue. You must see Tapeheads. Even though I was 2 years out of college at the time, and it came out, and you two were still in diapers... And there are no zombies in it. And consider this, it came out several months after one of its two co-stars had his huge breakout role in a tremendously popular modern classic movie. And yes, Netflix has it in the instant queue.
God bless the instant clay.
Then, for extra credit, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
On the 8th Dimension? Sue, I have already seen it more than 5 times.
I've heard of it.
Have you ever seen it, Justin?
I cannot say I've ever seen
it. Do you know of it? Peter Weller?
Yeah, that's right.
I've heard of Tapeheads.
I've never heard of Tapeheads. I'll have to watch that.
I'm not familiar
with it. Is it like Videodrome?
I
sure fucking hope not.
I really hope not.
But Buckaroo Banzai is a ridiculous...
Really?
It's one of my favorite pieces of 80s cheese. How about that?
What, Tapeheads?
No,
Videodrome.
He
likes that movie.
No. All right, so you've got movies that are bad that you like. Like, obviously, Space Mutiny being my favorite of the bunch. Videodrome is in that same category. It's so bad.
Did you just say that Space Mutiny is in the same category as Videodrome?
They're both awful movies that are hilarious to me.
Oh, Videodrome's not hilarious to me at all.
Grandma's Boy is similar to The Human Centipede. That's what I just heard. That's what I just heard. That's how I process that.
I don't know. It's impossible for me to take Videodrome with any degree of sincerity.
Does anyone get naked in it? Yes.
Yeah. I do.
I do. But I have seen Buckaroo Banzai many times. John Lithgow is the bad guy.
John Lithgow plays a great bad guy.
Okay, but do you know, like I can, you know, Sue will watch Tapeheads. I certainly will. I can't speak for Mark.
Yeah,
we just blew through all of Avatar, which I don't know if we mentioned.
Oh, we mentioned casually.
We finished Avatar: The Last Airbender last night, and we watched like all three seasons in a week and a half. So like, we gotta take a break from watching shit heavy like that. Again, this one's from Anonymous. Folks, if you comment on the website, for my own peace of mind, please put dash your name, because when I read these things, sometimes I can gather that you don't know me in the real world, and that's fine. And then sometimes, like, I assume that I don't know you in the real world, and then there's a sentence in the middle of there that can only be, like, 15 people, and it just trips me the shit out. So as a personal thing to Zach, if you're going to leave an anonymous comment on the website, be a doll. Put your name. Even if you put a code name. Even if you make a fake name.
Yeah.
Like Ricardo.
Ricardo Montalban?
Sure. I don't care. Just something.
Oh my God. Ricardo Montalban commented on our show.
That would be great. Isn't he dead?
I don't know.
Tony Wash, if he's dead, that one's for you.
Yep.
Anonymous says, enjoying catching up on the podcast over my spring break and my thoughts thus far. Smiley face. One, Mark and Zach, you are still hilarious. I've almost spilled my Diet Coke several times laughing so hard. I'm glad we're still hilarious.
Yep.
And that because that means that we haven't faltered, hit a rough patch where we weren't funny, and then got good again, and then roller coastered down again. That's good. Consistency.
One of us has to go on a drug or alcohol binge.
Done.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll take both.
Okay.
Two.
Sweet.
Mark, you deserved my anger on your 21st birthday. Stupid babysitting 19-year-old drunk people for 4 hours. I was not mad about Mark's actual drunkenness. See, this is what I'm talking about with the comments. Like, I don't know who this is.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
That's Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Thank you for the comment. We didn't know it was you. Three, don't beat the cursing. I did not like that episode. You and everyone else yelled at me for that.
Yeah, everyone yelled at us for that.
I just want to state yet again on record that I bleeped out like 4 or 5 curses and then 15 arbitrary randomly chosen words.
Yeah.
Okay. It made me giggle. And in the end, it's all about me. So I know it's
I'm out.
Yeah. April Fools. Four. Glad to hear the full story about the Craigslist date. And it made me smile. Lindsay, you did not hear the full date because it was like a 27-minute story.
Oh, yeah. They got edited down to like 12.
That I edited down to like 11 and a half because a half-hour story about that was just unacceptable for the fifth episode of a podcast. And last but not least, love all of the pop culture references. I agree with Mark. 2.5 Men is awful. You watch your tone.
No. She is right.
She is right, but that's why I like it so much.
Because it's awful?
I don't really
like
it
that
much. No,
we're not going to talk about 2.5 Men again. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I'm going to read the next one because this is all stabbed at you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This should be fun.
Unless Justin wants to read it.
I'm indifferent.
You can read Kelsey's.
Oh, good.
Getting ahead of ourselves. Because one of us has
to read.
You
have to do it in a female voice.
Yes.
I can manage
okay.
It.
All right, good.
John from Film Jitsu writes in.
Oh,
and at the end of this, when John listens, he'll understand why I never responded back to this email. So, A, John, I'm sorry. And B, I have an idea for John.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to read this.
This is new.
John writes, John from Film Jitsu writes, okay, to start, hearing you briefly discuss pirating software and changing IP addresses and all that was pretty fun. It followed quickly after the DC Comics talk, so you hit two of my particular geek types right there. Pretty awesome.
Woo.
To touch on the nitrogen thing, the mix of nitrogen to carbon dioxide is all about the pressure in the keg for dispensing drought beer. Devotees will know that last week Mark was
draft
trying
to... beer. Draft beer.
Did I say drought beer?
Yes, yes, you did.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm not very good at reading while thinking about jokes about...
No, I'm sure it's spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
It is.
Yeah. It's just pronounced draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
That being said, when I read in real time and also formulate ways to make fun of Mark, it sometimes gets difficult for me.
Revert back to phonics?
Yeah.
That works.
I am hooked on the phonics. Beers which are thicker are supposed to have a smoother mouthfeel like Guinness, use higher concentrations of nitrogen. The reason not everyone uses this mix is because it will change the mouthfeel. Anyway, yada, yada, yada. It's a bunch of beer talk because Mark was running around about beer. The pressure has to be marched with the right type. Sorry, working on starting a brewery, so I have a lot of useless knowledge. Lastly, I have to correct you guys again. It's small wonder, not little wonder.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm going to get ahead of me. Keith wrote in. This is the next comment while we're on the subject. Keith wrote in. Mark referenced Little Wonders. That is incorrect. It is Small Wonders. Vicky the Robot was played by Tiffany Brissett. Keith and John both also looked into it like we did afterwards.
Because we always look into it afterwards.
We do. You know, most of the things we say on the show, if we don't look into it on the show, we do afterwards so we can figure out if we were wrong or right. We appreciate that. But but that's not the point. They both looked up pictures of her.
Yeah.
And Keith sent us a picture that was her back in the day and her now. She is no Soleil Moonfry.
No.
No, sir.
Not in the slightest. They said the last thing that anyone knew about her, she was some nurse in, like, Washington.
Yeah, man, not a hot nurse at all.
Yeah.
Hello,
nurse.
So I know I jumped to you, Keith. Keith, thank you for writing in. But back to John's.
He keeps going.
Yeah, and I told you this was a long one. And Tiffany Brissett, who played Vicky, wasn't too hot as she got older. She was okay, but next to Alyssa Milano, she's a dog. And he goes, and this is where I'm getting at, John. I think this will be my new hobby, writing in to tell you where you fucked up. But only because I love the show. It's one of the very few podcasts I listen to weekly and almost always on Monday night when it comes out. Keep rocking.
Nice.
I have an idea.
You have an idea.
Because I like John. We've never met. They just did the April Fool's switcheroo with Bob and Dan, and I really dug that.
Yeah.
John, if you're going to write us in an email where we fucked up, I would rather you call us, and now we have a new segment called Errors and Omissions by John.
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
I think it would be, because like John seems to be like – John reminds me a lot of you, Justin.
Awesome.
So, like, I kind of –
I'm not calling in.
That's fine. You're here.
Yes.
You're here now.
That is true.
Maybe after the episode's out, I'll shoot a message to John and be like, hey, did you hear? I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Tell us how Mark's wrong.
Wow.
I've yet to get an email about any of my inconsistencies, which I know there are thousands.
That's because everyone just assumes you're right all the time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He's got that authoritative tongue.
Justin, do you want to read a... Do you want to read a comment? Let's do you want to get in on this?
Let's do it. Female voice.
Female voice, please.
If you want to.
Are you sure?
Yes.
My female voice
and
is Dana.
It better be dainty and ridiculous.
It is going to be both dainty and ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Just like his lovemaking.
I don't know. Maybe my wife can tell me. Anyway.
I'm calling Becky right now.
Go for it.
She's not going to be able to tell you. She's often sleeping.
She is often sleeping.
I
know there's a multiple meaning going on.
I am on roll.
Anybody has said. About. All right, so Kelsey.
That's a horse.
Great show. It may be my favorite.
That's the worst female voice I've ever heard.
I quit because I already don't want to hear about this anymore. You've shattered my self-confidence and my ability.
That's what we're here for. Zach. That's what we're here for.
Well, hopefully you're going to build me back up later on.
Buttercup.
It seems like no matter what y'all talk about, you end up discussing love, hookups, and relationships. It makes me giggle.
Oh.
The only one, Kelsey.
Shut up, Justin.
Oh.
Just like Justin's wife.
Oh! Wait, I don't even... Wait, what?
Giggling about past relationships
and
such. I don't know. Continue.
No, I didn't really get
Continue.
That. Continue.
Okay. All right. So her third comment is horribly entertaining movie suggestion. Dirty Love. It's awful. It's hilarious. It's perfect for you. Just watch it.
We haven't. We will.
Dirty Love.
Dirty Love. It's one of my favorite Zappa songs.
Mm.
Give me
your dirty love. Yeah, thank you, Kelsey, for writing in. We'll watch a movie. And yeah, I did notice that often stories of past... But what is life unlived if you hadn't loved? You know, that's... I mean, that's all I have to say on that. A lot of things trickle down. Shit trickles down. Just read the next one.
Okay, I'm just going to read the next one. All right, so this next one is from Mr. Mackham.
Mike Mackham.
Mr. Mackham.
Mike Mackham.
Yeah, we got that.
Mike Mackham. From the Far East.
Wait, far, far away?
Far away.
Devotees will remember from episode 7.
Anyway, he commented on episode 7 and said, 6 minutes into this episode, and it just became my favorite podcast of all time.
You...
Comma. all time.
You are very welcome.
That's because we shout out.
For his birthday?
Was it his birthday?
It was his birthday. That'll be the last fucking time you ever hear a shout out from us.
Damn it.
You sandbagging son of a bitch. we got one review off of iTunes, which, again...
Please review us on iTunes.
Do it more. It worked. The last time... We haven't asked you guys to do it in a while. The last time we asked you, like five or six, came out of nowhere, did it, and you got us on the new and noteworthy page on the iPhone's iTunes, which only showcases 20.
Yeah, which is great.
And we were on there for 2 days, so...
Ridiculous.
Thank you.
Spikes.
Woo. Come on, clap. Don't make me the only one who's clapping.
But it's more fun that way.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and Mark for clapping.
Yep.
We get a review from...
I gotta hold this thing.
Yeah, you can do that microphone clap thing that celebrities
don't
do.
Don't do it. It'd be so loud.
Obnoxious.
Yeah. Dubstep13 writes, who I know is not Tony Dubstep Wash, because he already reviewed us, says, episode 10 should have been called The Dirty Roswell. Just saying. Which is funny, because John from Film Jitsu called in when we did that episode, and just all he said was...
Dude. I am just listening to episode 10, getting ahead of ourselves, and you just said Dirty Roswell might be the funniest thing that anybody has ever said on any podcast ever. Oh yeah, this is John from Film Jitsu. You guys are awesome.
Love, love, love your show. When do we get to hear about your club experience, Toodles? And this also stems back to who the fuck are you? How do you know this?
How do we
Dubstep 13? Well, I'll tell you.
Wait, can I chime in here real quick?
No.
Since we're talking about Dirty Roswell?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just looking something up, and I thought, because we were doing Cougar Town Movie Team.
Yeah.
And
of Bob and Dan Cast fame.
So I was trying to see if CTMG meant something.
Did you find it?
And so I went to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This can't end well.
No, it can't end well. And I looked
Is it
up-
as bad as Alabama Hot Pocket?
Close. It's the rusty trombone.
CTMG is a
no,
rusty...
No, no,
okay.
no, it has
okay.
nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Just, that's what I got to, was the rusty trombone.
Okay.
Which is...
I know what it is.
You know what it is? Do you know what it is?
No, and I would like to keep it that
okay,
way,
good.
It's all the same to you.
Okay, good.
What's worse, a rusty trombone or docking?
God.
Do you know what docking is?
I don't.
According to the Urban Dictionary,
I would never like to hear anything that Urban Dictionary.
Maybe that could be a game on the show where we just like take arbitrary words and look them up in the fucking
Urban
Dictionary.
Oh god. The only thing I'm going to say about rusty trombone is it's a sect act.
So what does
that
this
makes
have
you look like a trombone?
Okay, so what does this have to do with my club story?
It doesn't have anything.
The
it
fucking...
has something to do with the Dirty Roswell thing.
Our fans asked in and wanted
okay,
to know
okay.
what it was.
No, go ahead.
Go for it.
Please do. I am all ear.
Well, did we look up a Dirty Roswell?
No.
Oh.
Did you want to look up a Dirty Roswell?
I once gave someone a Slovakian chicken wing.
You're making up animals.
No, I'm not making that up. I was offered a Greek chimney once, but I had to turn it down.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I just made both those up.
Okay,
you just
good.
Take a country and an inanimate object, and you get hilarity.
Mm.
A Slovakian dump truck. I could do these all day.
A Romanian tadpole?
Yeah.
Ukrainian ladder?
Oh.
Ooh. That sounds painful.
Anyway,
I could
so,
probably do this all night.
So,
yeah,
last Friday.
What, a Ukrainian ladder?
So, Dubstep 13, I'll give you and all the listeners at home the short of it. Last Friday, I went to my first club ever. Ever. I really can't stress the ever part. I've
ever?
Never been in one of these establishments, nor did I ever think I would ever be in one.
Your first club?
Ever.
Ever.
I mean, I don't know if that ever part came off clear enough.
I am aware now. You were at your first club
ever.
So it was with some. Well, I'll just come out and say it. Some incredibly attractive females that are all way out of my league personally, who invited me to this. So I thought, first I had to check the calendar because I knew the April Fools fell on a Friday. Luckily for me, it was the next week.
Friday.
So I didn't know what to expect. If you've ever seen me, I'm a white little nerdy Jewish guy who can't dance. I can waltz kind of, and I need to be either drunk or on medical grade hallucinogens to get some sort of soul going. So, needless to say, I wasn't entirely excited to do this. I was excited for going out. So I came home and pounded like four beers and was drinking Jameson out of the bottle. Drove 45 minutes to this place in Lombard, Illinois.
So what's the statute of limitations Lombard. On DWI? Hopefully you didn't incriminate yourself there.
We can never be seen, Justin. Okay?
The Invisible Man from
Mystery Men?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I know that movie.
It's so good. I just rated it a 4 out of 5 on Netflix.
Oh.
All right, anyway, I don't want to lose my place in story. So I got there. Like I said, this is the short of it, because it doesn't need to get told like this. But I got there at like 10:30, 11-ish. I was drunk already. I had a good time from what I can remember. Around 1:30, 2 o'clock, I took a Vegas bomb shot, which is Crown Royale, butterscotch liqueur, and Red Bull.
Blech.
Delicious. Blech. I remember it being delicious. But from,
and I love drink. Butterscotch.
But from my point of view, I took the shot, I put the glass down, and then immediately awoke in my car at 5:30 in the morning in a parking lot somewhere in Lombard with no recollection of anything.
So somebody roofied you.
Pretty much. That's what I'm driving at.
The Vegas bomb is.
I had since obviously talked to everyone that was there that night, because I had text messages and Facebook messages out the ass that were like, hope you're okay. Where are you? Where did you go?
Isn't there photographic evidence?
There is photographic evidence of me being there, which is good, because now it's not like I'm making shit up. But I had all my belongings, luckily. And then I had lifted something from the club. I had lifted a few of the reserved placards on that they put on tables to let normal people like me know that I can't sit down. I guess that's why I took
them.
That's got to be why I took them, because that's like if I'm having that thought process sober, thinking about reserved placards on tables, and I must have been drunk and been like, yo, fuck you. Reserve this. But yeah, I woke up. I had no idea how I got there. Nobody. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. But I had come up with two stories: either that A, I was roofied, which builds my self esteem up, so fine, or B, I told all the girls that I specifically did that because I like to maintain a small level of mysteriousness, and that sometimes you got to Kaiser Soze your way out of a situation.
And then he was just gone.
I mean, they didn't really get the Kaiser Soze reference, but I was still happy with it.
Kobayashi.
Yeah. I assume that they must have thought that I was talking about some sort of Jewish bread.
Duh.
You know?
Huh.
But whatever. But it was a crazy night. And if I would assume, since you asked the question, Dubstep 13, that you know me in real life. If you want the full story, you can ask me. But that's it in a nutshell. I drove home. My car seat was stuck down in the sleep position, so the 40-minute drive hammered as shit at 6 in the morning. Watching
ghetto rolling.
Every time, I was so fucking uncomfortable, dude. And every time I wanted to get comfortable, next thing you know, I was laying down, still driving. I was like, whoa. Oh, something's gone wrong.
This can't end well.
It did. I mean, it ended well. I came home and lost the Saturday. I got home, I laid down in bed, and then this guy's alarm went off to go to work and was like... Aww.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded bad. That sounds
that's 5 a.m.
Hold on. Yeah, I just want to say on record that I crawled into my own bed and heard his alarm clock from the next room over, because that did sound kind of bad. It's like I crawled in the bed, then his alarm clock went off, and it woke me up. No, my room is right next to Mark's, and as you all know, devotees will know that Mark is kind of only has one good ear, so his alarm clock is so ungodly loud.
Ungodly loud. 80 decibels.
Ouch.
Yeah. And you start losing your hearing at what, 50 or 60?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or sustained level. Yeah.
I thought it was more than that.
No, I mean, a rock concert's like at 150 on average, but I am
150. That's bust your eardrums loud.
No, I know that. I know that.
Have you not heard my alarm clock?
I have not.
It's painful.
See, this is why John's going to come into handy.
Okay. Yeah.
But I am certain that pretty sure that when you hit like 50 to 60 decibels and maintain it, that's when it starts being like detrimental to your ears. Not like you lose your hearing, but it's like
I'd buy it.
Below that, it could be loud to you, but it won't do any damage.
I just know decibels are a graduated scale. 150 is like jet engine.
Yeah.
I
mean, no, but I've read that like the average rock concert's in like the mid-hundreds.
Jeez.
Yeah, if you're like right parked right next to that speaker.
Why do you think Tim like stuffs toilet paper in his ears every show we go to?
No, because he constantly forgets his earplugs.
Yeah.
My only frame of reference is I know the Minneapolis Superdome or whatever when they had it before, would get up to 108 decibels in crazy playoff games, which is crazy loud. Yeah. So, I mean, 150 sounds ridiculous.
80 for his goddamn alarm.
80 decibels. That's what it takes to get me out of bed.
You hit the snooze button another couple times.
I do hit it once. I did write down here that I was like, why do we crave 9 minutes of sleep?
Because it's delayed gratification. Or delayed responsibility. I don't know. You turn off your brain for 9 whole minutes at a time.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like you lay there for another 3, you fall asleep, and then you're pissed even more when you wake up.
I don't know.
Do you guys believe it's 7 o'clock and the sun's still out? That's great. It's
7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Wow.
We got anything else?
Nothing for me.
I mean, we're already at an hour and 25, so...
I have my people who suck at their job thing, but I don't really, really care about that.
You want to do it next week, and we'll elaborate. You know, we can make it. I don't know. You want to do it next? We can do it now if you want.
We can do it next week.
I know I have to edit this tonight and tomorrow, so and we're already at an hour and 25 minutes.
We'll do it next week.
All right,
buddy.
Well, Justin,
thanks for stopping by. Get out.
Thanks for being here. Hopefully next time you're on, we'll have a mic stand and, you know, a nice mic for you.
Yeah,
mic,
so I don't have to get a hold of this thing the whole time?
We do want to say that Justin is using the gold fisting mic.
Oh, yeah.
It is a solid gold microphone that Tony Wash held last time he was here.
I do feel like I got Tony Wash bling didn't in my hold hand it. Than I've ever had before.
Tony Wash didn't hold it. He just rested it on his chest.
Oh, is that a fat stab?
No.
It is now.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry, Tony. Didn't mean to be a sad, fat stab.
Didn't he ask us
to not bring him up on the show all the time?
When did he do that?
Whatever.
Tony. Speaking of Tonys, next week we'll have another guest on. We're going to have Tony Sirianni, good friend of ours, knowledgeable guy. And
he better be here.
That's why we have to say it now, because he flaked out of this last recording.
He
got stage
well.
Fright.
This is
your second choice. That makes me feel
well.
Really
to be
good.
Fair,
you just don't have stage fright.
To be fair,
you don't have card table fright.
Tony did get a little scared, but to be fair, this was Thursday when all this was planned. It's now Saturday, shit went down. But yes, Justin, thanks for being on. I hope you had fun.
It was a blast.
Good.
It better have been.
It was
facetious. Someone's facetious.
I am not being facetious. It was a blast.
That's one of the few $5 words I know how to use.
Yeah.
Mark, also, thanks for being here.
All right.
You're here all week anytime, but whatever.
Try the fish.
And as we all know, Justin loves it.
Fish?
Sure.
The whale blubber bit.
Whale blubber?
Yeah. We're going back to our own
human stank.
Don't forget, you can always call us. Tell us some cool things, tell us some bad things, yell at us. John, call us and tell us when we're wrong. 224-366-7814.
Bagdoor 14. Is it Bagdoor?
Whatever. 224-366-7814. Facebook.com/R4Cents. Twitter.com/R4Cents. You can email us at r4centspodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can always go to the website r4cents.blogspot.com, where you can do polls. We started putting written reviews of the movies we watch on there. Well, I did. So yeah, go to the website, do stuff there.
Yeah, enjoy us.
Yes,
enjoy the ritual of us.
Give us traffic.
Yeah.
Any closing comments, Justin?
Concerns?
I have no concerns.
Comments. All right. Well, then that.
I have several comments.
Do you want to
have one of them?
These were some of them.
Okay. Well, in that case, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.